directors, please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Notification of Open Meeting Act is posted. Meeting procedure, I'll read out here. Copy of the Open Meeting Act is on the back of the wall in the meeting room. Prior to turning to today's agenda meeting, I would like to announce the procedure that will be used. With respect to each agenda item, the directors will hear from the subcommittee's chairman's report with their proposal and recommendation. Then the public will be given an opportunity to speak. And then the directors will address, please address the board chair. Lastly, directors will discuss the item and take action. All questions and comments will be addressed to the board chairman. We ask that the public not interrupt the director's discussion with action. Thank you. I think we're up to roll call.
Yep, quorum.
Quorum call, please.
Bonnet.
Present.
Bradley.
Here.
Conley.
Here.
Davidson.
Here.
Fowler.
Here.
Henningsen. Irvin.
Here.
Jeff. Teaser.
Here.
Thompson.
Here.
And Chairman.
Here.
Adoption of the agenda. Agenda. Motion.
Second.
Motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Irvin.
Yes.
Teaser.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes. I have here proof of publication. I guess we're to agency reports.
I move we adopt item five.
I'm sorry?
Consent agenda.
Consent agenda.
Oh, adoption of consent agenda, my bad.
Second.
Third.
Roll call.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Irvin.
Yes.
Teaser.
Do that again.
Thompson.
Just say,
yes.
Noted.
Bonnet.
Present.
And Chairman.
Yes. For the record, the proof of publications is in my book and on the wall. So now we have agency reports. Natural Resource Conservation Service, Kristen Schleter. Welcome.
Thank you. Good afternoon. I'm Kristen Schleter, District Conservationist with NRCS and Blair. As far as personnel, we're just beginning to advertise for a new contract technician in the Blair Field Office, and we plan to leave that announcement open until we can find a suitable candidate. As far as activities and trainings, NRCS staff attended programs training located in either Lincoln or Norfolk, October 31st and November 1st. There, we were able to get a lot of FY25 updates on all the programs that we administer. And with the help of recent rains, we have been able to begin some construction on some fall terrace projects. So staff have been monitoring soil moisture conditions a lot throughout October and November and continue to do so. Program-wise, as far as EQIP and CSP, we continue to accept applications on a continuous basis. However, we do have an upcoming application cutoff tomorrow, November 15th. And so basically all applications that we have on hand by tomorrow will be the first to be considered for ranking and funding in FY25. And as a result of tomorrow's application cutoff, staff have been very busy, especially this week with a lot of walk-ins and accepting new applications for programs. They also continue to work with producers to get their infield assessments and inventory of resource concerns completed, develop plans and cost estimates, and help them complete eligibility items to prepare for ranking and funding. We found out at our programs training that as a state in fiscal year 25, we will be receiving an additional $10 million in IRA EQIP funding over FY24 levels for a total of $39 million and an additional $10.8 million in IRA CSP funding over FY24 levels for a total of $25.6 million. We don't know how much of this is coming to the Papio NRD yet. However, it just kind of illustrates the additional workload that all of our NRCS staff in the state are under as a result of those additional funds. These IRA, we call them IRA, it stands for Inflation Reduction Act. These funds are in addition to our general funds that we get every year, and they only include climate smart practices for which we receive an updated list annually. So So some of the popular practices within our NRD that would be on this list would include cover crops, no-till, nutrient management, prescribed grazing, windbreaks, or tree and shrub establishment, and forest stand improvement. Those are probably the most popular IRA practices that would really apply in our NRD. As far as CSP, we're working with a lot of producers with existing contracts right now, getting their documentation in, getting it certified so we can get them paid by the end of the calendar year. CRP, there's currently a hold on any new CRP. However, our staff remain busy getting the required status reviews completed on existing contracts, and a lot of people are getting started on their mid-contract management that might be due where they can kind of start work through this fall and through next spring. So our staff are kind of busy providing technical advice and job sheets to those producers. That's all I had to share, so thank you for giving me the opportunity. I'd be happy to answer any questions that you guys might have.
Thank you very much.
Right.
Sounds like you're going to be busy.
Thank you. We are. Yes, thank you.
Now, Nebraska Association of Resource Districts, Director Rich Teaser.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The NARD did meet November 3rd and 4th at the Midland Library NRD in Valentine, Nebraska. Unfortunately, I had a mishap. My wife hit me with a, propane bottle hit me in the head. I got a concussion and a whiplash. Doctor told me, and then I had a brain scan, and they told me to stay home. And as I look out in the audience right now, I see two of everybody. So it's kind of scary when I look down here. So I apologize that happened, and
glad you made it here.
I am too.
Legislative report, is that a written report?
Tim, I was unable to attend. I did send everybody this afternoon, if you got it, a list of newly elected state senators. Some were reelected, and then obviously some were new. So I sent that to you, so take a look at that. And Tim will be here in December for a report. So
thank you. We'll move on to...
Read that Senator Quick.
Mm-hmm.
Is probably going to win that district.
I think they declared him.
That was one of the blanks on that list, was it not?
No, the Senator Quickwood. I think
he was one that was on the side, I guess.
That was Justin Wayne's seat. I think that was still under a count.
Okay.
Recount.
All right. So. I'll move on. Subcommittee reports, ad hoc selection of the subcommittee for the RFP for the Silver Creek Watershed 35A project was on November 7th, 24. Director Larry Bradley, please.
Thank you, Chair. Be resolved that minutes of the November 7th, 2024 meeting of the Ad Hoc Consultant Selection Committee, RFP for the Silver Creek Watershed 35 Alpha project are accepted and incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendations of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. Item one, consultant selection interviews, recommendation that Houston Engineering Incorporated be ranked first and HDR Engineering Incorporated be ranked second to negotiate a contract to provide professional services necessary to design, permit, and construct a small flood control and water quality structure, Site 35A Dam, in the Silver Creek Watershed in Burt County, Nebraska, and I so move.
Second.
Thank you, Larry. Is there any discussion from the public? Directors? Roll call, please.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Irvin.
Yes.
Teaser.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes. Moving on to Programs, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee, Director Fred Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. 9B, be it resolved that the minutes of the November 12, 2024 meeting of the Programs, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee are accepted and incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendations of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. 9B, 1, groundwater monitoring joint funding agreement with USGS. This item failed in subcommittee.
I'd Point of order, I'd like to make a motion to reconsider the groundwater monitoring joint funding agreement with USGS.
Second.
We have a motion by Larry Bradley and a second by Fred. Fred?
Yes.
That goes straight to roll call, I believe.
Discussion?
Davidson.
The motion's to reconsider?
Yes.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Urban.
Yes.
Caesar.
No.
Thompson.
No.
Bonnet.
No.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conway.
Aye.
And Sherman.
No. I believe the motion carries.
5-4.
So the motion carries, so we'll reopen that item.
So if there's another motion.
Do we require another motion?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I make a motion that the Board of Directors recommend that the general manager be authorized to execute a joint funding agreement with United States Geological Survey for a total cost to the district of $14,680 for the continuation of groundwater monitoring in the Platte and Elkhorn River Valley, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel.
Second.
That requires a second, I believe.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion by the public? Directors? Roll call.
Fowler.
Yes.
Urban.
Yes.
Caesar.
No.
Thompson.
No.
Bonnet.
No.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conway.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Sherman.
No.
I believe the motion carries.
Item number 9B2, Lara Maintenance Building Bids. Recommendation of the general manager be authorized to execute a construction contract with Rogge General Contractors for the Lara Maintenance Building in an amount not to exceed $1,048,000, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Any discussion by the public? Directors? Roll call.
Urban.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conway.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Sherman.
Yes.
9B3, Amendment to Interlocal Agreement with the Lower Platte South NRD for Platte River Cameras. Recommendation of the general manager be authorized to execute the First Amendment to the Interlocal Agreement for Platte River and Elkhorn River Cameras with the Lower Platte South Natural Resources District, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Any comment from the public? Directors?
Hope it passes, because it's already running.
It's up and running.
Roll call, please.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conway.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Urban.
Yes.
Sherman.
Yes.
9B4, Platte River Obstruction Removal Project Bids. Recommendation of the general manager be authorized to execute a construction contract with Valley Corp for the Platte River Obstruction Project in an amount not to exceed the available grant funds, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Any discussion by the public? Directors? Roll call, please.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conway.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Urban.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Sherman.
Yes.
9B5, Amendment Number 2 with Olson for WP1 Professional Services. Recommendation of the general manager be authorized to execute proposed contract amendment number 2 with Olson for the West Papillion Regional Basin Number 1 project in an amount not to exceed $1,436,625. Bringing the total contract not to exceed amount to $3,588,094. Subject to changes deemed necessary by general manager approval as the form that list district legal counsel and I so move.
Discussion by the public. Directors. Roll call, please.
Bowman.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Irvin.
Yes.
Teaser.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes.
And that completes my report, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Director. We'll move on to the Finance, Expenditures, and Legal Subcommittee. Director Rich Teaser.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This will be interesting since I see two everything. Be it resolved, the minutes of the November 12, 24 meeting of the FEL Subcommittee are hereby accepted, incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendations of the Subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. One, remnant right-of-way transfers to Hagen Hill LLC. Recommendation that the GM be authorized to execute a proposed quitclaim deed to Hagen Hills Homeowners Association, subject to changes deemed necessary by the GM and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Discussion from the public. Directors. Roll call, please.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Irvin.
Yes.
Teaser.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes.
Item two, storm easement for the Dakota City Rural Water System Waterline Main. Recommendation that the GM be authorized to execute a proposed easement with storms in exchange for one new meter pit connection, subject to changes deemed necessary by the GM and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Any discussion from the public? Directors? Roll call, please.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Irvin.
Yes.
Teaser.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes.
Item three, source and connection land rights. Recommendation GM be authorized to execute a purchase agreement providing for the purchase by the district from Cynthia Osberg of one parcel for the purchase price of $54,000. Subject to changes deemed necessary by the GM and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Any discussion from the public? Directors? Roll call, please.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Irvin.
Yes.
Teaser.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Chairman.
Yes.
Item four, land acquisition for dam site 19. The recommendation GM be authorized to execute a purchase agreement providing for the purchase by the district from MRDP LLC Track 11 for the dam site 19 project for the purchase price of $3,797,123. Subject to changes deemed necessary by the GM and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Welcome, Sean. Please state your name and address for us.
Thank you. Sean Malotz, 10404 North 132nd Street. And if I may, I have a couple.
Yes, please.
What I passed out were a couple pages from the Corps report that they did on justifying federal funding on this project. What I'd like to ask this committee to do, or this board to do, is potentially delay approving this purchase, and let me tell you why. According to the math on this, you're paying $71,400 an acre, and if you look on the handout on the page that says 6 of 19, it shows the total project cost of dam site, the project land costs on 307 acres on dam site 19, what the Corps used to determine the cost or the benefit cost ratio was based on $4.6 million of land costs. This project, based on the math with the dollars per acre comparing this to 71.4 increases the project cost by $17,200,000. And if you flip to the back page doing the math, it provides a negative benefit cost ratio of less than 1%. It's less than, I think it's 0.95 negative benefit cost ratio. So that is why I'm asking this board to reconsider, because a couple of reasons. One, if the federal funding isn't coming in on this project, has the staff budgeted to cover the costs, which will be, you know, 17 more million more than what was the original cost of this project, which is on page 6 of 10. The $23 million increases to $40 million with no government payments coming in because of the cost ratio. So that's why I'm asking the board to at least delay approving this, or be prepared to own land that you may not be able to complete this project.
Thank you, Sean.
You bet. Thank you.
Any further public discussion? Directors, would you have anything to say?
No. And the money's been allocated by the federal government already, so.
Thank you.
Roll call.
Roll call, please.
Fowler.
Yes.
Urban.
Is this to vote on, or is this to delay?
It's the motion.
Yes.
Teaser.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Sherman.
Yes.
Thank you. Item 5, floodway buyout sales correction with NEMA. Recommendation that the corrected payment amounts be approved and payments be made for property owners as follows: $26,454 to Mark J. Andor, $31,000 to Timothy Wilson, and $31,000 to Michael Fox, subject to changes deemed necessary by the GM and the form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Any public discussion? Directors, roll call, please.
Urban.
Yes.
Teaser.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes.
That concludes my report, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Treasurer's report, Director Tim Fowler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Agenda item 10, Treasurer's report. I'd like to take items A through I, all inclusive, and be resolved, further resolved, that the financial reports be affixed to and made part of the minutes. And I so move.
It requires a second.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion from the public? Directors, roll call.
Teaser.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Urban.
Yes.
And Chairman.
Yes.
That's all we hold up.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Chairman's report, I just want to congratulate the staff, and they're being nominated for at least three projects for the prestigious Laurel Awards. Baby Bob and the Platte River Trail, as well as Eric Williams, was nominated for Environmental and Open Space by the Omaha Design Council, is who votes on these awards. It was a banquet attended by 240, we couldn't win all of them, but the Baby Bob, which participated, was we won, and Eric Williams was there to accept the award. It was very prestigious, and it's a kind of great night, and I appreciate all their work and hard work on the trails and what we've done. That concludes my report. General Manager's report, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Information education highlights. Kaylin Kelly and Ian went to, I've got to do a presentation at a fifth grader's class at Fire Ridge Elementary on Glacier Creek and what role the PAPI NRD plays in ecosystem restoration. Cool. Ian, I've done those, and I feel you. Yeah, thank you for doing that. It's always a challenge, but I'm glad we're out there educating our youth. Personnel miscellaneous items. Steve Altmans, who served as the general manager from the PAPU NRD from 1986 to 2006, passed away October 31st. Steve was also the assistant manager of the Papio Watershed. He was general manager of the Maple Creek Watershed and general manager of the Lower Elkhorn before becoming a Papio NRD general manager. So we would like to express our condolences to Steve's family on his passing. The district and the NRCS are hosting a public meeting to discuss the Davis Creek Watershed Improvement Project. Open house is Thursday, November 21st from 5 to 7 at the American Legion in Herman. A flyer is attached. We also did receive several thank you notes from several FFA chapters who participated in the Northeast Area Land Judging Competition in Blair. The PAPU NRD hosted this event, and nearly 600 students from various schools competed. And thank you to our staff for helping volunteer for that. Reports on purchases, construction services, professional service, personal property is attached, as well as the current ongoing projects with District Legal Counsel. The Papillion Creek Watershed Partnership report did not meet, so there's no report. And the Southern Sarpy Watershed Partnership report is attached. They did not meet. Their next scheduled meeting is December 5th. With that, I'd like to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. I can't believe that's already here. So I hope you and yours have a nice holiday, and then we'll see everybody again in December. So that concludes my report.
Thank you. Informational items, the future meetings of the Davis Creek Watershed that John mentioned on the 21st. PAPIO office will be closed for Thanksgiving on November 28th through the 29th. December 10th is a NRD subcommittee meetings, and December 12th will be the board meeting. Next meeting scheduled for the PAPIO NRD board of directors is Thursday, December 12th at the NRC. And we are adjourned. Thank you.